We'll be right back. We'll be right back. like you don't know it, ooh. I put it right there, made it easy for you to get to. Now you wanna act like you don't know it, ooh. I put it right there, made it easy for you to get to. Now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, now you wanna act like you don't know it, ooh. I put it right there, made it easy for you to get to.
Thank you. we wake up in the morning almost instantly. In other words, there appears to have happened nothing except something quite vague between going to sleep and waking, unless you had dreams. And so you can conceive, or barely conceive, going to sleep but not waking up. Or the reverse of it, waking up without ever having gone to sleep. Which appears to be the nearest we can imagine to death and birth, respectively. Go to sleep and never wake up when we die. When we were born, to wake up, but not to remember ever having gone to sleep. And of course, this bugs our imagination, because it's inconceivable in terms of consciousness.
what you said.